The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 15, text number 51, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarsanda Satikari, recorded on April 22nd, 2010, in Riga, Latvia.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 1, chapter 15, text number 51. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Yashradhaya tad bhagavat priyanam pando sutanam iti samprayanam shrenot yalam svasyayanam pavitram labhaharao bhaktim upaiti siddhim Yashradhaya tad bhagavat priyanam pando sutanam iti samprayanam shrenot yalam svasyayanam pavitram labdvaharao bhaktim upaiti siddhim Translation and Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The subject of the departure of the sons of Pandu for the ultimate goal of life, back to Godhead, is fully auspicious and is perfectly pure. Therefore, anyone who hears this narration with devotional faith certainly gains the devotional service of the Lord and the highest perfection of life. Srimad Bhagavatam is a narration about the personality of Godhead and the devotees of the Lord like the Pandavas. The narration of the personality of Godhead and his devotees is absolute in itself, and thus to hear it with a devotional attitude is to associate with the Lord and constant companions of the Lord. By the process of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, one can attain the highest perfection of life, namely, going back to home, back to Godhead, without failure. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the first canto, 15th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, The Pandavas Retire Timely.
Shri Guru, Shri Jata, Bala Kamala, Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupa, Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Dam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Gagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha.
So this is actually wonderful good news. Because the reality is that we are suffering right now in this material existence. What did Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur say? He said this is not a fit place for a gentleman to live. It is very troublesome place. So many anxieties. Adhyatmik, adhibhaktik, adhidaivik. If one anxiety is relieved, another one takes its place. This way, life in this world is an endless stream of anxieties.
Таким образом, жить в этом мире – это пребывать в бесконечном потоке вот этих беспокойств.
But here we have a very simple formula.
Но здесь мы видим очень простую формулу.
How to gain release from this world of anxieties?
Как получить освобождение из этого мира беспокойств?
We simply have to hear the Bhagavatam.
Мы просто должны слушать Бхагаватам.
With devotional faith.
С преданностью и верой.
Is this difficult?
Разве это сложно?
It's simply to hear.
Просто слушать.
It's not difficult. Anyone can sit and hear.
Нет, это не сложно. Любой может сесть и слушать.
But this element of faith is very important.
Но этот элемент веры очень важен.
If we have our own preconceived idea of what is reality,
мы с определенной интенсивностью представляем себе реальность.
And we hear the Bhagavatam with a view to defeat the Bhagavatam with our view of reality.
И мы смотрим на Шримад Бхагаватам с нашим взглядом, как победить эту реальность, описанную Бхагаватам.
Then we will not get the benefit of hearing Bhagavatam.
Если мы так смотрим, то мы не получим благо от слушания Бхагаватам.
But if one can hear Bhagavatam with an open heart, with a view to try to understand correctly what are the teachings of the Bhagavatam, then the door opens. The darkness goes away. The beautiful sunrise of Krishna consciousness dawns within his heart. Another nice point Prabhupada is making here is that this hearing enables one to associate with Krishna and his constant companions. In other words, when you awaken your Krishna consciousness,
другими словами, когда вы пробуждаете ваше сознание Кришны,
there is no question of being alone.
Тогда не может идти и речи о том, что вы пребываете в одиночестве.
One who has awakened their Krishna consciousness,
тот, кто пробудил свое сознание Кришны,
constantly associate with Krishna and Krishna's pure devotees.
Постоянно общается с Кришной и чистыми преданными Кришны.
Even if externally he appears to be alone,
даже если внешне выглядит, как будто бы он в одиночестве,
within his heart he is getting this constant association.
Но в своем сердце он получает постоянное общение.
So what about us struggling sadhakas?
Но как насчет нас, борющихся садхак?
Feeling cut off from Krishna and Krishna's pure devotees?
Когда мы чувствуем, что мы отрезаны от общения с Кришной и с его чистыми преданными,
what is the hope for us?
Если у нас надежда,
again, faithfully hearing Bhagavatam.
Опять же, с верой слушать Бхагаватам.
we get that sangha, that Bhagavan sangha and that Vaishnava sangha, to the proportionately to the degree that we are faithfully hearing this message.
И мы получаем общение Верховного Господа или Его преданных в той степени, в той пропорции, в какой мы верим в Шримад-Бхагаватам.
If we have a little faith, we get a little association.
Если у нас маленькая вера, то мы получаем небольшое общение.
If we have a lot of faith, then we get a lot of association.
Если у нас большая вера, то мы получаем много общения.
So each one of us can decide how much association we would like to have with Krishna and the pure devotees.
И кто из вас мог бы принять это решение, сколько мы хотели бы получать общение с Кришной и Его чистыми преданными?
And we can adjust our faith accordingly.
Мы можем подрегулировать нашу веру соответственно.
The more faith, the more sangha.
Чем больше веры, тем больше сангхи.
The less faith, the less sangha.
Меньше веры, меньше сангхи.
Of course, if we're intelligent, we realize that I want to have unlimited faith so I can get unlimited sangha.
Конечно, если мы разумны, то мы будем желать иметь безграничную веру для того, чтобы иметь безграничное общение.
But what if I'm trying to develop that faith, but still my mind is poisoned by so many doubts? How will I get out of this quagmire?
И хотя я хочу получить это большое общение, тем не менее я вижу, насколько сумасшедший мой ум.
Shushru shro shradadanasya vasudeva katarachi. Bhagavatam says that if you will serve the pure devotees, those who are advanced in Krishna consciousness,
Bhagavatam говорит, что если мы будем выполнять служение по отношению к чистым преданным, которые продвинуты,
that you will get that taste.
Тогда вы обретете этот вкус.
For Vasudeva Katha.
Vasudeva Kathya.
Vasudeva Katha Ruchi. So you may say, yeah, it doesn't need translation. So you may say, but you're talking about faith and now you're talking about Ruchi. Those are two different things. But no, actually they are connected. Because according to your faith, you get that much ruchi. So when Bhagavatam says that by serving pure devotees, we get Vasudeva Gata Ruchi. That also means that we get the faith. We get Vasudeva Shraddha also. So that Vasudeva Gata Ruchi, that Vasudeva Shraddha, as these increase more and more, then we feel how we are blessed by the association of Krishna and Vaishnavas. So we are very fortunate that Srila Prabhupada has given us this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We see within this movement there are so many sincere devotees who are trying to awaken their Krishna consciousness. Actually, Prabhupada explains, he said, even if you're not a pure devotee,
на самом деле, Шрила Прабхупада объяснял, что если вы даже еще не чистый преданный,
if you're sincerely trying to follow the pure devotee,
если вы искренне стараетесь следовать по стопам чистого преданного,
then you're also considered to be a pure devotee.
То вы тогда также считаетесь чистым преданным.
He gives the example of some expert mechanic.
Он приводит пример опытного механика.
He's doing some mechanical work. And there's another mechanic who is assisting him. He is not so expert. But he is following the directions of the expert mechanic. So because he is following the directions of the expert mechanic, his work is also expert.
Поскольку он следует указаниям опытного механика, его работа также наполнена опытом.
So in our movement there, in that sense, that we see so many pure devotees, you see, who are sincerely trying to serve the pure devotee.
И вот таким образом мы видим, что в нашем движении очень много чистых преданных, то есть тех, кто искренне служит чистым преданным.
So even though the devotees are impure, they're still trying to awaken their Krishna consciousness.
И хотя преданные нечисты, тем не менее, они стараются пробудить свое сознание Кришны.
Because they're sincerely trying to do that, they are also considered to be as good as pure devotees.
Поскольку они искренне стараются это делать, то они считаются равноценными чистым преданным.
So serving the pure devotees doesn't only mean, you know, serving Prabhupada.
И служение чистым преданным не означает служить только Прабхупаде.
Or serving the spiritual master.
Или служение духовному учителю.
It also means serving these so many devotees who've given their life for Prabhupada's mission, you see.
Это означает служить огромному количеству преданных, которые посвятили свою жизнь.
Pure or impure, they are also considered to be pure devotees.
Чистые или нечистые, они также считаются чистыми преданными.
So by serving these pure devotees,
и служа этим чистым преданным,
we get that result of Vasudeva Gatharuchi.
Мы обретаем этот результат Васудева Гатхаручи.
We develop the faith in Krishna consciousness.
Мы развиваем эту веру в сознание Кришны.
We're able to go deeply into hearing the Bhagavatam.
Мы можем своим слухом входить очень глубоко.
In this way, actually become in contact with Krishna himself.
И таким образом приходить в соприкосновение с самим Кришной.
In all the great Mahajanas throughout the history.
Как это делали многие великие Mahajanы на протяжении истории.
These Mahajanas are not dead and gone.
Эти Mahajanы не умерли и не ушли.
For one who has full faith in the Bhagavatam,
тот, у кого есть полная вера в Бхагаватам,
all these personalities become present for him.
Все эти личности присутствуют перед ним.
Srila Prabhupada,
Srila
Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, that doesn't need translation. Gaur Kishore Das, Babaji, Bhakti, all the great acharyas. So in this way we should understand the great benefit of faithfully hearing this Bhagavatam message.
Таким образом, мы можем понять это огромное благо слушания с верой послания Бхагаватам.
And as far as possible, every day we should come and hear Bhagavatam.
И насколько это возможно, мы должны стараться каждый день приходить слушать Бхагаватам.
And if we're not able to attend this class, then we should must read on our own Bhagavatam.
И если мы не можем приходить каждый день и слушать Бхагаватам, то мы должны читать Бхагаватам.
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. That is stated that by regularly attending classes on the Srimad Bhagavatam and by serving those devotees who are completely free from all vice, the pure devotees. You see, in this way one becomes purified in heart. In this way, one attains the highest perfection of going back to home, back to Godhead. So now I can ask if there are any questions.
Корень этого, что где-то глубоко в подсознании есть сомнение, будет ли все то, что доступно в этом материальном мире, будет ли все полный спектр всевозможных наслаждений доступен в духовном мире, и будет ли что-то отсутствует, да? Как вот преодолеть вот это сомнение?
When I'm analyzing the problems in my spiritual life,
analyzing
the problems in my spiritual life. In my spiritual life, I understand that there are many types of enjoyment in this material world, and it creates doubts in me. Will be all these pleasures or enjoyments available in the spiritual world? And this continues my doubts, right? Is it so that there will be nothing lacking in the spiritual world, like we have here in this material world?
You won't, whatever you find pleasurable here,
чтобы вы не нашли здесь, в этом материальном мире, доставляющим удовольствие,
you will find the spiritual world millions and billions of times more pleasurable.
В духовном мире вы найдете то же самое в миллионы и миллиарды раз более прекрасным или приятным.
There's absolutely nothing lacking in the spiritual world.
В духовном мире нет ничего такого, в чем был бы недостаток.
If you enjoy music in this world, for example,
если, например, в этом мире вы наслаждаетесь музыкой,
you will find the music billions of times more attractive in the spiritual world.
То в духовном мире вы обнаружите музыку, которая будет в миллиарды раз прекраснее музыки этого мира.
In fact, the music there is so attractive that even the animals become stunned in wonder to hear the music.
В духовном мире музыка настолько привлекательная, что даже животные, они
when Krishna blows his flute, the cows are stunned in wonder. So anything you enjoy doing here, you can, it'll be a million times more relishable in the spiritual world. Just like this morning, I was singing the Tulsi prayers during the puja. And I was relishing a sweet rasa from that kirtan. And I was thinking, what if all of a sudden this puja we're doing right now for Tulsi Day was transferred to Goloka Vrindavan. We opened our eyes and found we were right there in Goloka Vrindavan doing the same things, offering the arting and singing the Tulsi prayers. If mystically we were all transported to Goloka Vrindavan, we're there in the forest, you know, offering the Tulsi prayers, how sweet it would be. As I was meditating and this morning, I was thinking, well, let me sing this so sweetly that we can all be transported to Goloka Vrindavan. Because here we just get a little tiny drop of nectar, you know, a little drop every now and then. But in Goloka, you're drowning in unlimited oceans of nectar at every minute. So whatever their desires to, that fulfill all desires. You can serve Krishna in any way you desire in the spiritual world. Whatever you want to do for Krishna, you can do for Krishna. You have full freedom to serve Krishna in any way you desire. So here we're restricted in so many ways. But there there's complete freedom. So don't be fooled by the so-called enjoyment of this material world. It is simply maya sukhaya. There's no happiness here. Everything is there in millions and billions of times more pleasurable than anything you can enjoy here. Everything is there millions and billions of times more pleasurable than anything you can enjoy here.
Next question.
how to perform any activity really for Krishna, any service to the, totally for Krishna. Because sometimes, or very often, I find myself that I'm doing partially for Krishna and partially for my personal enjoyment, or maybe for somebody else. But how to make everything for Krishna completely?
Actually, by serving Krishna perfectly, it automatically is for yourself and for everyone else.
На самом деле, если совершенным образом служить Кришне, то вы автоматически сами будете удовлетворены и кто угодно другой.
So there's nothing wrong if you're feeling satisfied by serving Krishna. You're feeling some personal benefit, or you're, or others are feeling personal benefit by your service to Krishna. There's nothing wrong with that.
И поэтому нет ничего плохого в том, что если в ходе служения вы сами будете полностью удовлетворены и другие также будут полностью удовлетворены.
When you water the root of the tree, are not all the branches and leaves nourished with water?
Разве когда вы поливаете корень растения, вы не питаете этим все ветви и все листья?
So it is natural when you serve Krishna sincerely, you will feel great benefit from doing that.
Поэтому это естественно, что если вы искренне служите Кришне, то вы также получаете величайшее благо.
So many others will feel great benefit. So many others will also feel great benefit.
Так много других личностей получат огромное благо.
So you should not think if you're feeling enlivened by serving Krishna that you're being selfish.
Поэтому, если вы чувствуете определенное просветление в служении Кришне, это не означает, что вы корыстны.
Of course, if you're talking about sense gratification,
конечно, если вы говорите о чувственном наслаждении,
that's something different.
Это нечто иное.
It's like if you eat too much prasadam, your tongue may be satisfied, but Krishna is not.
Как, например, если вы кушаете слишком много прасада, ваш язык может быть очень удовлетворен, но Кришна нет.
But as long as you are acting in terms of the orders received from the scriptures, the sadhus, and the spiritual master.
Но когда вы начинаете действовать в соответствии с указаниями священных писаний, гуру святых личностей,
whatever happiness or satisfaction you're feeling, that is your authorized quota.
Любое наслаждение, которое вы в ходе этого получаете, это ваше законное право.
You shouldn't try to enjoy that separately from Krishna, though.
Вы не должны этим наслаждаться отдельно от Кришны.
You should take that ecstasy and offer it back to Krishna.
Вы должны брать этот экстаз и предлагать его обратно Кришне.
And then you'll get even more ecstasy. Then you offer that back to Krishna. Then he gives even more ecstasy. So it's not that if I'm doing some, I do some service nicely, I should become proud, thinking, oh yeah, I'm pretty great after all. No, you should always think yourself to be the most fallen, insignificant.
Нет, вы всегда должны думать о себе как наиболее падшим и незначительным.
Servant of the servant of the servant of the Supreme Lord.
Считать себя слугой, слуги Верховного Господа.
In that way, you will relish your service at every minute, naturally.
Таким образом, вы естественно будете наслаждаться своим служением.
Prabhupada said, chant and be happy.
Прабхупада говорил, воспевайте и будьте счастливы.
So is it wrong to be happy? So, is it wrong to be happy?
Тогда что, неужели это неправильно быть счастливым?
Prabhupada ordered you to be happy.
Прабхупада приказал, чтобы вы были счастливы.
So, if you're happy, that means you're following Prabhupada's instructions.
Если вы счастливы, то все менеджеры исполняют очень хорошо наставления.
If you're enlivened by your service, that means you're obedient to Prabhupada's order.
Если вы как просветлены, вдохновлены исполняемым служением, то вы исполняете прекрасное наставление.
Every devotee should be happy in his service.
Каждый преданный должен быть счастлив в его служении.
His heart should be dancing in ecstasy.
Его сердце должно танцевать в экстазе.
Wow, how fortunate I am.
Насколько я счастлив.
I get to offer an arti to Gaur-Nitai.
Я предложил арти Гаур-Нитай.
I get to clean the temple.
Мне повезло, я смог поубедить.
I don't deserve this mercy.
Как я заслужил такую милость?
I'm such a demon, I shouldn't even be allowed in this temple. But the devotees are kindly allowing me to be to come here and attend the programs at this temple. How fortunate I am. In this way, we should always celebrate all of our Krishna conscious activities 24 hours a day.
And by
so doing, we will enjoy the sweetest pleasure. Any other questions?
When we are here in the material world, we are always striving to achieve bigger progress, to be pure,
to achieve
bigger progress,
bigger
purity,
okay.
Spiritual progress.
Mm-hmm.
And when we will return to the spiritual world, we will enjoy this spiritual bliss, and we will serve the Lord there. But is there this opportunity to progress further?
Yes. Krishna is unlimitedly cognizant. He knows everything. Krishna also practices Krishna consciousness. So we can understand. He meditates on it. We meditate on Krishna, but he meditates on himself. So therefore we can understand Krishna must be, because he knows everything, therefore he must be unlimitedly Krishna conscious. So how could he possibly grow in his Krishna consciousness? So, since he's already unlimitedly Krishna conscious, Sarvajna, he knows everything, how could he expand his Krishna consciousness? Perhaps it would be boring to be Krishna because you already know everything and there's nothing new to learn. But that's not possible because he's the supreme enjoyer. So enjoyment means there has to be always something new that you haven't tasted yet, some new thing you can get, and always newer, 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 you see, that is enjoyment. And the reality is that even though Krishna knows everything about himself, he's fully Krishna conscious. His glories are expanding unlimitedly at every second. As soon as Krishna realizes everything about himself, as soon as he becomes fully Krishna conscious, then his own glories have expanded unlimitedly. In this way, he has to then try to expand his own Krishna consciousness to catch up with his own expanding glories. So Krishna is always expanding his Krishna consciousness. Because his glories are always expanding. So, Mataji, when you go back to Godhead, you will not be bored. Even though you have fully realized Krishna, because Krishna now has expanded even beyond what your full realization of him. Now your realization will have to increase to keep up with His expanding glory. So in this way, even in the spiritual world, you will continue making more and more and more spiritual advancement. Do you think the pure devotees don't make any spiritual advancement? Now they are fully Krishna conscious, so there's no room for them to advance? Take a very rich person like Bill Gates, for example. One of the richest men in the whole world. So now he's not trying to make more money? Even the richest man in the world, whoever that may be now, he wants to make more money, more money, more money. So even the pure devotee who is fully Krishna conscious, he wants more Krishna, more Krishna, more Krishna. So don't worry about being bored in the spiritual world. You can continue expanding your Krishna consciousness more and more and more for all of eternity. So our time is up. There will be a class tonight at 6. Spread the word. It was kind of unannounced. Our flight was cancelled, so we ended up coming back. Our flight to the U.S. got cancelled because of the volcano. So we actually drove all the way to Tallinn yesterday, then we came all the way back. We went all the way to Tallinn to catch the boat. When we got there, we found out our flight had been cancelled. So now we're here for 3 more days. We plan to leave on Sunday morning now. So everyone tell all the devotees to come, that we're going to go deeper and deeper into this unlimited ocean of nectar in these classes. So we thank you very much. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.